Okay.
Could I read what I have?
Yes, sir. Will you please read what you have, sir?
I have that the NFC adopt the WBII FY11 budget with the contingency plan and the executive session resolution that was passed last week. That Pacifica create a research and development committee to investigate other funding for WBII.
That is the motion that is before us, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
I would like to continue having a stack to either discuss the motion positively or negatively, or in favor or against, that's where we're at right now. Will somebody talk for the motion or against the motion?
This is Kim. I'd like to be on the stack.
Arpo,
you're next.
Okay,
you're next, Kim, and then Arpo.
Okay, the one thing I'd like to say is I kind of started like an ad hoc fundraising group at KPFK, and, it didn't really go very far, but some people got engaged and we did a few things. And I just think rather than making up a formal committee, just, do a little, group. Whoever's interested can meet and do work. And all this, you'll save time with all the formalities.
Okay. Anybody else? Oh, Arpo, you're next.
Okay. Looking at this, we have actually two different things in one motion. And so I am going to move to divide. And so with a motion to divide, I would have to say that this becomes automatic because I'm writing this down here while I'm talking. So
perfect. Go ahead and do that, sir.
So I'm moving to divide. And according to Roberts, if the parts can stand alone, then it's the division is automatic on the motion by one member. And I would suggest that the part that says, well, obviously passing the BAI budget can stand alone. And I think that the part that says that Pacifica create a research and development committee to investigate other funding for WBAI, that could obviously also stand alone. So I would suggest that, having made the motion, it divides.
Point of information, sir. Arpo?
Yeah.
Would we vote on each of the divided, separated resolutions separately or in total? Please inform us what would be the process.
Okay. If people want, I can read it out of Roberts, but basically...
No. How do we vote on it?
Yes, I'll say what it would mean is, yes, we would have two motions instead of one. And each motion would stand or fall on its own.
I agree with that. I don't know how to do it procedurally, but I agree with that.
I just did it.
But I agree with dividing. I mean...
Yes.
Okay. I guess I will try and take
I have a question. I
don't
know what classification you would give it. I wasn't clear. At one point, this proposal to establish a research and development committee to increase funding, ultimately, or funding possibilities, I wasn't clear whether this was the idea was just for WBAI or if this were established, it would be something that would be available to all the stations.
Well,
does anybody else have that?
Well, it started as an addendum to the WBAI resolution, but the maker of the resolution, Mr. Brown, said that it was not necessarily just for WBAI, but for all of the organizations.
Maybe if before we vote on these divided motions, we could clarify that part.
Right, it would be a Pacifica.
Okay.
Okay. Can you take off the for WBAI? Take WBAI out of the separated motion.
Change it. What's written?
Arpo? Would be that Pacifica create a research and development committee to investigate other funding
possibilities.
Other funding
Period.
Possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me copy that. Is there any objection to that? And if there is, and if the chair finds no objection, we'll just put it that way.
Okay. Do we want to take a vote on the second motion, the research and development committee? Do we want to? Let's take a. Is anybody opposed to that particular motion? And if no one's opposed, it will stand as adopted, and the Mr. Secretary will report it as a resolution that has been adopted by this committee.
Okay. Will we be having any discussion on it? I don't have a lengthy thing to say, but I would like to respond to what Kim said.
Okay. Go ahead.
I sort of agree with what you're saying about maybe having less formal efforts. And although it could be perhaps we could pass a resolution that would request Pacifica to find, investigate other funding possibilities, but also just encourage the stations to communicate with each other informally how they've been working on this.
Well, yes. Let me just add then, if one of the situations that I've learned is that if we don't attach it to something,
mm-hmm.
it fades away, and it becomes another sentence or two that goes into our minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I think that one thing that the NFC should be the anchor for this, to initiate the research and development committee.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe since the NFC is a committee, maybe our part we should add subcommittee to it and attach it to the National Finance Committee. And maybe once a month, every meeting, or maybe we could have, when the new NFC meets, we can start talking about not only the budgets, but as far as research and development. And since there is a representative and a treasurer from each of the five signal areas, that could be the bounce off, so that the representative and the treasurer could take it into their local station areas, and the NFC could act as the wheel, and the representatives of each of the five signal areas could act as the coordinators, and maybe that could be a way where we could move forward on this concept of a research and development type of a subcommittee to kind of begin gathering information and moving this whole concept forward. I think that it is commendable that we do listener support and that most of our funding is from listener support, but I think we need to spin off into other areas of fundraising. That's what I have to say about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir, Paul.
Okay. Already we're seeing this starting to metamorphose even more. It starts out saying that Pacifica creates it. Now you're saying that we make it a subcommittee of the NFC. And if we, I've got a lot of interference here. Other people are, somebody mute whoever's got the background going on. I can't hear me. Oh, that's better.
Can we mute?
Maybe you need your signal.
All right. Thank you. In any case, I'll just try to go over it. It starts out saying that Pacifica created the committee. Well, the thing is that if instead of Pacifica creating it, if the NFC creates it, we don't involve Pacifica per se. We can create a subcommittee all on our own.
Do you know what mommy got us?
If we need that.
Do you?
And in any case, It seems to be changing right in front of us, and I'm concerned that maybe this needs to be talked about more, because we're only spending some few minutes as an appendage to something. And
we've never had it before, so there's not a problem about talking about it.
May I finish?
Right.
And I'm also noting that the NFC has certain specific duties assigned to it, one of which is to pass the budget. The budgets for FY11 were to kick in on October 1st. It's December 21st, and we're still discussing two major budgets plus there are ancillary budgets that have to be discussed.
Okay.
The AFC can't get its work done on time that it already has. If we're going to have some sort of a somewhat amorphous sounding subcommittee, I think that's going to either it's going to just wither on the vine, or we're going to get even further behind in our work. So, in any case, we would need to decide if this is something Pacific is doing or something only the NFC is doing.
I think that I would prefer, hearing what you're saying, Paul, why don't we leave it for Pacifica to be the lead person in this, because I think I agree with you. It's been very difficult for the NFC to move forward, but with our charge. So I guess we can leave it with the Pacifica National Board or the Pacifica organization to deal with that. I have nothing more to add. Alonso, would you like to say something to that matter?
Right. The idea of Pacifica appeals to me because if you do it with the AFC, the AFC is almost compelled to view things from a certain kind of lens. For example,
okay,
they believe in fiscal year accountability and that kind of stuff, and I think of that as an anachronism. So if we deal with Pacifica, we can deal without a lot of the hindrances, the built-in hindrances.
Can I say something? It's settled then. Let's go with Pacifica.
Can I be on the stack?
Sure, go ahead. Did I leave somebody out?
Well, I wanted
go
to...
Go ahead, whoever, go first.
Go ahead, Bruce.
This is Bruce. Well, actually, it sounds like this is where we're heading. First of all, I really agree with the comments made by our Paul. And I would add something else, too, and I would hope that Alonso might consider withdrawing this motion right now, because frankly, if you go by the bylaws, my understanding is that the PNB can create committees, the LSBs can create committees, but I don't know that our committee can create committees. And it seems like the appropriate arena for this discussion and for passing a motion like this would be with the PNB or with the individual local LSBs. So if Alonso would agree to that, then I think we should just move on to the original motion for approving the WBAI budget.
I have a question,
okay,
Bruce.
Sure.
I have a question. Can I ask Bruce a question? Are we part of the NFC?
This committee?
Right.
Yeah.
We are.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Well, maybe if I may, and hold on, the person that's on the stack, maybe we can say that the National Finance Committee recommends to the National Board of Pacifica that the National Board consider creating a research and development committee to search for other funding sources as per our mandate. I guess we could send a resolution to the National Board. We couldn't create a committee, but we can definitely send a resolution to the National Board for them to create a research and development committee to secure other funding sources. How's that?
I think that would be good. A resolution would be appropriate.
Can I say something?
Yes, please.
I don't know how you want to word it or where you want to put it, but I don't think it should be limited to the Finance Committee, and I'm not sure that I want to take on another obligation of a committee. Let me finish.
Yeah.
And I think that there may be other people on our respective LSBs who might have interest and expertise in these issues, and that we shouldn't exclude them.
Oh, yeah. No, we're sending it out of the NFC altogether. That was what I was stating, that we're not going to be involved in that. We're going to send a recommendation to the national organization, to the Pacifica National Board, to investigate the possibility of creating a research and development committee.
Okay.
Yeah, we're out of it. I agree with all of the comments. We cannot create it. We cannot be involved in it, so we therefore send it to the national board as a recommendation from us.
We never have
May I read what I have here, and we can settle if this is now.
Right? Yes, sir. Let's settle it now. Go ahead, sir.
That the NFC recommend to the PNB that they consider creating a research and development committee to search for other funding sources.
Period.
Well, yes.
Okay.
All right. Now.
Okay.
The chair needs to find out if everybody agrees.
Yes.
This is now substituted in.
Yes. I would like to know, thank you, Arpal. I would like to know if the members of this committee are okay with that statement, and if there are no comments, concerns, or negative votes, it should stand as read and sent to the National Board for their consideration.
Yes.
Do I hear any objections?
Yeah, two
people. No. No
hearing
objections.
Hearing no objections, then go ahead and put that as part of our records, Arpal. Now let's go back to the original motion to adopt to submit the WBAI budget to the National Board for their consideration and adoption. We have discussed it for about 4 or 5 meetings now. I know a lot of you people are new in this process. However, rest assured that we have taken all due diligence as much as could be done given the situation that we're all on telephones, and I would request that objections, that this budget stand approved as presented with all the appendages that we have already heard about it.
Could I Paul to say something, Paul?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. First, for folks that don't know, #1 mutes your phone. So if you have the kids playing in back of you, #1 will keep them with you and not with the rest of them. The other part is I will vote for this.
Can you hear me?
Yes, hold on, Laverne. Arpal is talking right now. He's got the floor. Hold on, Laverne.
I'd like to say I can vote for this, but I do have objections to the executive session resolution, but I think we have to go forward with this anyway. So I'll vote for it even though I am not completely pleased with some of it.
Okay, you're next, Laverne.
This is Laverne. You know, I think this is a great advancement in the budget in terms of you guys making this, pulling it together, moving it along. But I'm going to have to abstain because of the 19.5% not being there. But I certainly support this wholeheartedly. You know I do, Bertolt, because you know we worked through all this stuff last year, and you've really pulled this together. But again, I'll abstain.
Okay. Mr. Chair, Mr. Secretary, will you please call the roll on this one, and let's finish it?
What are we voting on?
To adopt the WBAI budget as presented with amendments or attachments.
Okay.
And that's it. That's all it is. To send it to the National Board for their consideration and formal adoption. We only recommend, we do not adopt.
Right.
All right.
So then what happened to this other motion we were just talking about?
It just got adopted because nobody objected to it.
And so that goes with the budget?
No, that goes standalone to it by itself to the National Board for the National Board's implementation.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so the motion is that the NFC adopt the WBAI FY11 budget with the contingency plan and the executive session resolution that was passed last week. Jim Boyd.
In favor.
Alonzo Brown.
In favor.
Kim Kaufman.
I guess I'll go in favor, being a newbie here, but...
Alberto Luera.
I vote in favor, sir.
R. Paul Martin, yes. Summer Reese. Tracy Rosenberg.
Yes.
Alex Steinberg.
Yes.
Barbara Wipperman.
Yes, but I would like to say that you said we're voting to adopt, but we're voting to recommend that the PNB adopt. Is that?
That is correct, ma'am.
Yes. Okay, my vote is yes.
Well, do we want to change? Because it does say NFC adopt.
I thought someone just said we don't adopt, we recommend that.
Yes, the way it's worded, it should be changed to the NFC recommend.
That the PNB adopt.
PNB adopt.
Can you create that typo that I created myself,
right,
sir? Thank you.
Okay, I need to copy that and paste that in front of the other part of the motion. So one second, bear with me.
Okay.
We'll read this again. And if anybody whom I've already called wants to change their vote, they should pipe up. It now says that the NFC recommend that the PNB adopt the WBAI F-11 budget with the emergency plan and the executive session resolution that was presented last week. Has anybody I've called on so far want to change their vote? Hearing none. Moving on. LaVarne Williams?
Abstain.
Bruce Wolf?
Yes.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, yes, 0, no, 1 abstention.
There we go. Thank you very much. We have now moved forward to the next item on our agenda. Again, it's my concern. Just for thinking of situations that might happen, does Bruce Wolf or Alonzo Brown have any thoughts on the WPFW budget that was adopted last week for that was recommended to the National Board for consideration? If not, we can move on to a report from KPFK budgetary process. Alonzo or Bruce, do you have any thoughts or concerns?
I don't. No,
okay.
Not about the budget as we approved, other than to say that I think our budget was transparent also.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much. I just wanted to make sure you guys were given a chance to reflect, just in case we need to take some action on the national board next meeting when your budget comes up. Thank you very much. The next item on the agenda is a report from LaVarne/Kim on the progress of the KPFK budget that we're hoping to review at our next meeting, if we can squeeze in a date for that. LaVarne, Kim, whichever wants to start.
This is LaVarne. Just want to say I can start that Kim met with Anthony, the business manager, and Efren, and we went over yesterday and addressed some of the concern, the line items that had been talked about that were not had not been looked at carefully for 2011. So we looked at those, we pinpointed them. Anthony went back and made some changes on those. He sent that to us, and I had a chance to. I talked with him today, so we talked about it. And I talked some with Anthony. So what I did was I sent that out to each one of you and for you to review carefully, and that the other things in there that Anthony included were he has a development coordinator, Kim and I have talked about some of these additional staff people, which we'll have to review more carefully, and that was a development coordinator. We have a general manager in there, which we've had an interim general manager. And then I believe there are two part-time producers that he has in there. So those things the staff will have to talk about in closed session, and I would put this on the agenda for the meeting on the 4th. And Kim, please add more. Kim?
I had to get off mute. I'm like, me? I don't know what to add, LaVarne. I have nothing to add.
Okay. Well, I just want to say that Kim has really gotten in there and gotten us started on the budget again. Like, she's jumped right in there, so I really appreciate that. And some of the things that we had, we have a budget. We have some corrections. I'd like you to review it. we will maybe try to meet again with Anthony, Kim, whenever you, I know if, when you have time, we'll try to meet with Anthony, maybe if he's in on Thursday. That'll probably be the last day I'll be here all day. And then even next week, we'll try to meet here and go.
I'm available anytime. I just like a little heads up of when, you know, but I'm available anytime.
We'll say next week, like next Tuesday, Wednesday, and I'll get with Anthony also.
Okay.
Okay.
Can I?
This is Barbara. I have a question.
Hold on. Wait. Lavarne, I just wanted to point out to both you and Kim, hopefully by next week, Summer will also be available. I know she has some feelings on the budgetary process. Please involve her. Now, Jess, go ahead. Go ahead. What is your thought? I'm sorry, I forgot your name. Please.
Barbara,
go ahead. Do you have some thoughts?
I wanted to ask, Lavarne mentioned the meeting on the 4th, and I'm looking at the calendar. Are you speaking about the personnel committee?
No. We haven't set the meeting date yet because we were looking at the calendar just because you came on, Barbara, and Lavarne, and somebody already stole our Tuesday. So as soon as we finish this discussion, our good secretary will start telling us what dates are in the calendar for January
It will be a finance committee meeting that you're speaking about. Okay.
Yes, and we'll plug the meetings as soon as we finish this discussion.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
All right, that's it.
So we're pretty much thinking that at the next meeting, which whenever that date is going to be, we will have a KPFK budget for review.
Yes.
You
have one now. I've sent it to you now, so you can review it and ask questions, point out any difficulties. Kim, I'll call Summer also and see, like you said, see when she can get in. So we'll look at sometime next week.
Absolutely. I would like to recommend to the members of the Finance Committee that as soon as you get that KPFK budget, tag it and start looking at it. For those of you newbies, it's a very extended Excel file with several layers of spreadsheets on it. So please start spending, and this is what will be happening with you treasurers in the next round that starts by March for the 2012 budget. So as soon as you start getting your feet wet with the KPFK budget template, you will be better prepared, and we'll be discussing the Los Angeles budget as soon as we meet again, and hopefully people will be up to speed. And rest assured that there will be some modifications on the document that is before you, but that's part of the process that we're involved in. Any persons that want to make any comments on the progress of the KPFK budget?
Could I ask a question?
Yes, sir.
Lavarne, you're still there?
Yes, I am.
On the budget, and you might have said this, but maybe I didn't hear it, there's areas that are highlighted in a kind of pink or, you know, fuchsia color. Does that signify something?
Let me find. I'm looking at. Also, I have the national office budget. I can send you a copy of that too. But let me find the KPFK. You're looking at the budget. Okay.
Yeah, the one you sent out.
Those probably are the lines where we asked him to look at to just check the numbers. We asked him to check numbers on certain line items.
Uh-huh.
And that's probably why they're fuchsia.
But I mean, I guess so. So those numbers, it's possible those numbers might be changed. What you're...
Well, let's see. It's possible that. I think those were just some of the. We had him check car donations. I think that's a change number. Those were some of the line items that we reviewed with him, I believe, that we had him check. So he was
sending it out with changes just for us to see, I guess.
Yeah, that's what it was.
I have a question.
Yes, go ahead, Arpo.
Just looking at it fast, not, you know, doing much with it. there are areas where we have NAs and error codes here. For instance, line 29, salaries and related expenses, is for FY10 actuals, you have numbers. For FY11, you have pound value bang, which is, you know, error thing for most.
FY11, which line is that?
29.
29, column on what?
Budget FY2011.
I'm looking at it here, FY2011. I have, what column is it? AA, what's the column?
Well, it's, let's see, let me go back here. It starts having problems at column O, and then it continues having problems till column AA, then column AB, it has a number because that's the FY10 actual.
Let me resend it because I don't have that. What I'm looking at, if that's not a problem with the spreadsheet that I have, let me resend
this. Yeah. It's fine on the one I'm looking at.
All right. Yeah. This could be a problem with the translation between Excel and everything else.
Let me save it in the old format. And now that I'm back into Yahoo, I just had to recreate my account.
Oh, you're selling
Yahoo.
Okay. You know what? It might be that it's the new XLSX, which has.
Oh no!
So it might be that causing problems because I'm in OpenOffice and it usually translates all this stuff.
Let me see. I can't even tell on. I don't even see the extension on here, but I'm going to save it as the old Excel right now. I'm going to save. Now it's. Well, I'm going to save it as old Excel, and then I will resend it. I'm saving it now. Let's see. See what it is.
Save it as an older version of Excel, and it will open.
Yeah, that's what I'm saving it as now. Okay. So I'll save it now. And what is it? XLS, it's a new one. Okay, I'll just save it in this format, and then this type. Okay, I'm going to save it and resend it. I'm doing it right now.
Okay, well, at least we've got something to spend the holiday, Christmas, and the New Year's holidays, the Christmas and New Year's holidays over, guys. I would let you sleep on them between now and our next meeting. Spend a little bit of time on it, and let's be ready for our next meeting to have a good discussion on the LA budget. At this point, I will do that next item after I ask LaVarne for the next important part of this process. LaVarne. The National Office budget and the Archives budget.
Okay.
We're going to have to deal with them fairly soon. So I know that we cannot necessarily put in the numbers of income for Central Services on the National and the Archives. But I think we have enough to work on. As soon as we adopt the LA budget, that will firm your Central Services from LA, given that we already know what we're getting from T, from WPFW, from BAI, and from Berkeley, and we'll firm the K income, and then we can have a very good idea as to how much money you're going to be having to work with from Central Services. When can we look at your budget? For adoption and for submission to the national board.
This is LaVarne. The archives we did that 5 months ago.
I understand. Yes.
Okay. The central office I have the national office I have that because those are just basically the shared expenses and the revenue from our direct drives, the subcarrier and affiliates. So I have a budget I can let you review. I have one.
What about the KPFK 19.5% shared maintenance central services? What about that number?
KPFK, KPFA?
Yeah. KPFK, LA, Los Angeles.
Uh-huh.
What about that number?
What do you mean?
Well, since we haven't worked on the Los Angeles budget, we still don't know what the number is from central services that you're going to include into your national budget.
Well, that, you know what? You know, that's an argument that was put forward, but, you know, the thing is that our expenses are the shared expenses for the station. And again,
okay,
we're like bare bones. We're not, you know, making any extraordinary trips. So,
okay,
you know, we produce our budget is basically our the revenue that's generated by the national office and our salaries. The other
okay,
all expenses are related to the network and to the stations. So, and those do not change. So what we do is we create a budget with those expenses that, you know, are fixed expenses, and we and when the numbers, and we can show that to you and you will see what it is.
Okay.
And then the other numbers will come in, and those numbers should take care of the expense, the shared expenses. And if it doesn't, then that's when we consolidate the whole budget and I will
okay,
but, you know, it does. We can look at those.
Okay, perfect.
Now,
I understand what you're saying. Now, do you want for us in our next meeting to deal with all three pieces, KPFK,
yes,
the national office, and the archives, or
we've
would you rather?
We've already reviewed it. It's already done. It was done like 5 months ago. We had Brian on the call and everything.
Let me repeat again. Would you like for us to have all three of them, the K, the National, and the Archives, in the agenda for the next meeting?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. We'll try and do that, and we'll start with K, and then we'll move to the next item, the one you choose, whether it be the Archives or we can work with the National Office. You will send the National Finance Committee your budget, the National Office budget, for them to also sleep over the holidays and start mulling over the numbers that you're presenting, and we will pick up all three items at the next meeting of the National Finance Committee to be decided as soon as we finish this conversation, and our Paul can open the calendar and quiz this group which would be the days that we need to plug in to take control of for the at least two NFC meetings next month before the new board takes over. Is that did I make myself clear? Thank you, Arpal. You're next.
Okay, hold on.
Let's look at the calendar and see what days are available in the first week of January.
Yes, I have it. Okay. The first week, the 3rd is open. The 6th and the 7th. The 6th is a Thursday. The 7th is a Friday. The 3rd is, of course, Monday, the day after, you know.
Okay, I suggest the 6th, and the National Board will probably be meeting on the 7th. I suggest the 6th. I don't think Monday the 3rd would be a good day. What do you people think about Thursday the 6th of January for us to deal with the three budgets that will be coming before us?
That's okay with me. That's Barbara.
Okay, Barbara.
Yeah. Good for me, Jim.
Yeah,
Jim.
I can do it.
The 6th is okay for me.
Excellent. Arpal, will you plug that for the NFC?
Okay, let me start getting on the 6th here.
There will be the last meeting of the National Board will be happening on the,
hold
what
on,
is it, third Friday, the Friday the 14th. And I would like for us to meet one more time before that the last National Board meeting of this season.
The NFC meets on the 21st, starting on the 21st.
No, but that's the new board. The old board will be meeting on the 7th and then the following Friday. What is the following Friday, sir?
The
14th? The 14th. Yes. The current National Board, this board that will be going out of office, their last meeting is going to be on the 14th. So we're meeting on the 7th, Friday the 7th, and Friday the 14th, and that's it. So I want for us to schedule a National Finance Committee meeting on that second week so that whatever we do not finish on the 6th, we can wrap up on that week for the National Board to adopt and finish the budgetary process for 11 once and for all. What days are available on the second week of January, Mr. Secretary?
None. Before the 14th, every day is taken.
So what's on Monday?
Racism and sexism.
Is there anybody in that committee on this?
I am. I'm a member, and Alonso's a member of that committee.
Alonso.
Yes, Alberto and Alonso are members of that committee.
Okay.
What's on Tuesday?
I'm wondering.
Why, sorry?
Committee.
Tuesday.
I'm looking at the calendar. It says elections.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the second Tuesday of every month. I'm the member with the conflict, but I could possibly dump them and come here
What's on Wednesday?
The WBAI local station board.
Yeah, and WCFW.
And then what's on Thursday?
The KPFA local station board.
Okay, and then on Friday is the last week. Okay.
KPFA local station board on a Thursday?
That's what it says.
Yes, LaVarn. All of a sudden, we decided we could meet on weekday nights after all.
Occasionally.
Okay.
And remember, that there has to be a delegate assembly to elect the new members to the board sometime in the first 2 weeks of January. There has to be a delegate assembly.
KPFK has, we have our LSB on the 8th, and we expect to do our elections then.
Well,
okay,
This is Tracy, just with a suggestion. I think the only election committee crossovers are Alex and myself. I don't think there's anybody else on the finance committee who's also on elections. And I suspect that the two of us could skip that last elections meeting.
The
budgets are more important.
Sure. The only problem, Tracy, is that, we have gotten concerns from the staff that they really cannot do two meetings at the same time to stream and to handle the electronics.
Right.
Well, wait, can I ask a question?
Yeah. Oh, got it.
What time does the election committee meet?
It meets at 8:30.
They're all the same time.
Well, since these are the last meetings of these boards, can I send a message to John and see if perhaps we could squeeze those in?
Please do.
Okay, I'm sending it now.
And nobody wants to meet on a Sunday night, right?
No,
Sunday's taken.
Right.
No. Actually, the afternoon is taken. But that is the bother.
Okay, can we say that I would hate to leave both of you out, Tracy. Well, that's the only date. Tracy, do you mind?
No, I will probably come to the Finance Committee and dump the Elections Committee, given a choice. But we won't be able to do it on the stream.
Who knows? We might.
Well.
A message to John.
No, we won't be streamed, but that may be something that we have to live with, and we can record and stick it up there later as an archive. I don't know.
I have a message from John. He says that very definitive that he probably can do it.
Oh, okay.
Great.
I think it's important, and I think John should receive accolades. Clap.
I know he's
listening. Clap, clap, John. Okay, Paul, go ahead and see if you can slide in the NFC meeting for that particular Tuesday. Also, along with the Elections Committee.
What day is that?
That will be the 11th of January.
That is correct. The 11th of January.
Elections and finance.
Elections and finance.
All right, and I will put on it also. Right now I'm just getting it in so we get it in. I'll put on it later on that we're going to have the usual stuff about an executive session. Okay?
Potentially having an executive session, yes, sir.
Okay,
on both meetings, the Thursday meeting and, of course, that Tuesday meeting. Just in case we need to go into executive session, and then we have the ability to do that. Anyway, listen, people, having squared that, I really appreciate your support. I want to, before I move forward, I want to ask. I'm getting ready to ask for ending this meeting. However, there is on our calendar the possibility that we might want to go into an executive session situation. And if somebody wants to go into executive session, let's talk about it, take a vote. And if we do, we'll go into the other number. If not, I would be ready to go home and move on and start getting ready for our Christmas holiday and New Year's holiday. What do you guys think?
This is Tracy. I am willing to bring a motion to adjourn, not knowing any reason why executive session is required.
There we go. Anybody else? Okay, I have a motion, and motion to adjourn takes precedence.
Fly on the wall. Fly on the wall.
Yes.
Oh.
May I make a statement?
We have a fly on the wall. And he would like to make a statement. Go ahead. With us is Director Yussel, who would like to make a statement to the members of the National Finance Committee. Go ahead, Director Yussel.
Thank you. In the course of listening to y'all's wise discussion tonight, I heard a couple of people talk about there being LSB meetings to elect the directors for next year. Technically, and check the bylaws, you don't believe me, technically that's supposed to be a delegates meeting and not an LSB meeting. You can call them in the same night, you can call them in the same thing, but it technically has to be noticed and everything as a delegates meeting and not a LSB meeting. I know it may sound silly, but we're two different things at the same time. We're at least schizophrenic, if not worse.
You're right.
Thank you.
Right.
And it is extremely important, new members, that it be posted on their websites as a delegate assembly to elect members to the National Board of Directors. If not, your meeting might get challenged, and we definitely don't want any more legal challenges by anyone on this fine organization. Thank you very much, Director Yussel. I appreciate it. And coming in and clarifying that particular point to the members of the NFT.
You know what, Richard, where are the bylaws? Because I'm sure our chair has no idea what this is.
I'll try to find it and send it to you.
Okay, because I'm going to have to give a heads up. I wouldn't have known, and I'm sure our new chair wouldn't know.
Is that you, Kim?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's L.A. That's L.A., Richard.
That's L.A.
Kim, I'll send it to you. I'll send it to you, Kim.
Yeah, remember, you have to post it 7 days before your meeting, Kim.
Okay.
If there's no objections for us ending this meeting, I would like to wish each and every single one of you a great holiday season, regardless of how you celebrate it, and may you have a safe new year, find a designated driver, and we will talk to you again, if not sooner, on the 6th of January, at the same time, on the same frequency, at the same call-in numbers. Thank you very much, and we'll see you on the 6th.
Thank you,
Roberto.
Happy New Year's to everybody.
Hold on. Ho, ho, ho. Anybody else have to say anything?
Would you also send...
Birthday to all.
Just a second.
Whatever you're sending, Kim, about the delegates assembly, would you send it to either Tracy or me?
I'm sure Tracy knows about this.
Sure.
Well, would you send
Richard,
it to me? I'd like to know.
Richard, are you still there?
Yeah, I'll send it to Kim and she can share it with Barbara. I don't know Barbara's deal.
Barbara Whipperman.
You're not on
the LSD, are you, Barbara?
I'm an appointed treasurer.
Right, but
very
you're not.
Very good, very good.
If you guys just want to, yeah. If you guys just want to CC me, I can make sure that KPFA's new board chair gets a copy as well. Although I think she knows, but just in case.
Okay,
Tracy.
Hey, it's Arlene.
May I be
Arlene.
Notified?
Happy holidays, everybody.
Thank you. Same to you.
Same to you, Arlene.
Okay, I'm sorry, Barbara. What were you asking me? I think you're asking me.
Asking whoever. I thank you for sending me the notice of the meeting tonight, but I thought it was coming automatically to everybody, and it was 7:35, and I wrote R. Paul an email, and then I got a response. So if there's something missing that I'm not getting the automatic notice, I just wanted to remind whoever that is.
Yes.
What's missing is John doing something at KPFTX. That's what's missing.
Okay.
John, our person that connects us to the internet is the person that can manipulate that computer to do that
automatically.
Okay,
well, I thought I was all set up, but whatever the last thing is there. Okay, happy holidays, everybody.
Okay.
I'll pass for him again.
Okay, any more comments as we are leaving? Hello?
I have us as adjourned at 10:34 p.m. Eastern Time. So
perfect.
Perfect. Good night,
Paul. You have a great holiday season, Paul.
All right, thank you. You too.
I will do the best.
Good night, everyone.
Same to you, Chair.
Bye. Bye.